I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Why did you say that then?
I understood that reference.
Forgot about my new toys. Let's go.
I'll have what she's having.
Ready?
Yeah. Welcome to Mount Geekmore. Geek Newsy, number 72.
Yes.
Number 39. No. Number 12.
Number whatever you want it to be.
Bingo.
Number bingo. I am not your normal host. Normally, when Neri is out of town, Jeff hosts. But Jeff is not here either.
He tagged in.
So,
or he tagged out. What's the tagged out?
He tagged out, and he tagged
you
Christy in.
Yeah.
So for tonight, I am your host, and I am David. And,
hello, David.
Thank you. With me, not as usual, but
occasionally.
But on occasion, yeah, is Vanessa.
Hello.
We have Christy Merconcini.
Hello.
So the Merconcini and the science families are being represented.
They are present. Yeah.
Yes.
And special guest, I believe your first time on Mount Geekmore.
No.
Second time.
She did the high school
one. Oh, you did do the high school one.
You were there.
Returning guest.
Yes.
We spoke about how I need to take
That's
Ginkgo,
true, you did.
Right? Ginkgo biloba. Missy.
Hello.
Hi, Missy.
Hi, Missy.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
You're always welcome in my house.
I like it here.
So we have a very special estrogen-infused Geekmore episode.
It's all you're coming in the from David.
You're in the nice.
Now that
Sorry,
we don't
Neri's
have those
not
boys
here.
In here with
Neri's
you know,
not here,
all their
so.
Hormones and testosterone.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome.
And we've got what?
I said you're welcome.
Okay.
I thought you were talking.
It's very
I thought
nice
you were
going
to say thank you for being here. And I was like, you're welcome. You're in my house.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for being here in your office/studio room.
Anytime.
So geek news. Missy, you have one bit of geek news for us.
It's very important.
Excited about.
It's very important.
Yeah.
I've been blabbing about it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is coming out in digital next week.
So excited.
So by the time that this airs, it'll be already out.
Yeah.
Correct?
It should be because we usually come out on Wednesdays, right?
Yeah.
I don't
know if Neri wants me to post it tomorrow.
Well, it's coming out in the next 5 or 6 days.
Yes.
And you should definitely buy it. Because
yeah.
It's awesome.
I am so
buy it for yourself, for your sons, for your daughters, for everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, the special features, Dave.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same reason that we're waiting for the special features.
Hey.
We want more Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Oh.
We figured
show
that
me
no,
his
no,
butt.
No, we want the special features for the same reason.
More Chris Pine.
We want that room. We want that.
Yeah.
We know that there's got to
the
be
pool
some
room.
I want to
and I
verify
feel like
that he is an above average example of the male form.
That, and I also feel like we need that sex scene. Like
it's only fair.
It's for real. Like, give me an R-rated, you know, director's cut and show it.
You know, for once, I don't want it.
What? Okay, that's you. And you're in the
for
giant
real,
minority.
For real,
defend.
For real, I don't want the R-rated director's cut. I don't want... I have enjoyed it for all the other ones that they've done this
mm-hmm.
for, but I kind of like the... like wholesomeness of Wonder Woman.
If I'm watching it with my little cousin, if I'm by myself,
yeah, if I'm watching it with Sophie, yeah,
yeah. If I'm by myself or with
but again,
my girlfriend,
we want it for gross reasons.
But there's also
show me his butt.
Have you seen the animated Wonder Woman movie from?
Yeah, we started watching it with Sophie, and I said this is not appropriate for Sophie.
It is in my iTunes. Which you don't have access to.
Just tell me where to buy it, dude.
iTunes.
Oh, right. You said that.
Yeah.
iTunes.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
It is excellent. It is really good.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot more blood and heads rolling and...
Yeah, but we were talking about naked butts.
See, I don't
Right, okay.
Need...
I'm always down for naked butts.
But
I don't need the sex scene. I don't even need to go there because that sex scene or lack of there works with the movie and I'm
Perfect.
Perfectly okay with it. I need... cutting room floor footage of when he was like getting all cleaned up mm-hmm. on the island. There's gotta be a little bit more, just a little bit more.
Snap yeah. into your mic so I can more. Hear it.
Snap I'm snapping mic. Because I'm like, that's what I want to see. I don't yeah. care about. I think the cute makeout scene and the situation that there was penetration after is more than enough. But when he's getting out of the water and has to cup his junk, I'm like, turn around, let me see the backside. Like, it would sound better totes. If I didn't have sexy phlegm going like recovering. I think it sounds great. Phlegm.
I
just
like that. No, that was I like it.
And then you know what? Honestly, in all the years that I've been watching Chris Pine and stuff, this is the first time I actually found them attractive.
What?
No, I've always thought he was cute, but this is the first time that I'm like, oh my god,
cute?
Like,
no, really? No, he's a bad boy.
Did you not watch This Is War?
No.
That is such an underrated.
Have you seen someone no. like you?
No,
you need I to, did an hour ago.
No, you need to watch. It's a super it's underappreciated movie. It's This Is War. It's him,
oh, wait,
Tom Hardy.
I did see this movie. I did
and
see
Reese
movie.
Witherspoon.
Yes, I did see that movie.
And he okay. is flipping hot as a secret
are.
Agent. Yes, which I still have issues, and I tell this to Jeff every single time that we watch that. I'm watching it and I'm like looking at Tom Hardy and I'm like, you're so adorable. There's no fucking way that you're behind that mask and you're Bane. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, how
Tom
is that?
Tom Hardy
the
is
same
way hot
guy?
And I feel
I don't
like
get the
Tom
mask. Hardy thing. I really
don't.
I don't even think he's a great actor.
No, but it's just.
So what? They're saying the same thing about Jason Momoa. An Aquaman.
That's nonsense.
But that's
no one should ever say those words.
No, I'm not saying it. I love him.
No, but he's also a fantastic actor.
Oh, well.
Is he though? I've never seen him in anything. I don't think.
Well, in Game of Thrones, he was on, and he has a show on Netflix.
Like, he was speaking a made-up language. How hard is it to act that?
Yeah, but the testosterone.
Tell that to anyone
mean?
Who's ever played a Klingon. Okay.
I forgot he was in the room.
Whoopsie!
Because, it's
danger.
I didn't
I'm just
finish
gonna sidestep
it.
That.
I didn't
wow,
finish
a Lost
it.
In Space reference. Nice.
Yeah. I got it from friends.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't.
And Joey danger! Was in the terrible Lost in Space movie.
Yeah.
There's your God, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
In a way.
Sure.
Or something.
That was my. That's the only thing I know about. Geek news
well,
today.
Piggybacking off that news, there was some big news released by Warner Brothers and the DC Comics, which is that Martin Scorsese is developing a Joker origin film.
Is this what Nary ranted to us about?
I think so.
I didn't listen.
I didn't
casting
either.
Who?
It's not going
to
be
Jordan Catalano.
It's not going to be Jared Leto. They're saying Whoa. They're going to cast someone else, and it's going to be directed by Todd Phillips, the guy who gave us the fantastic Hangover 1, the super
Classic.
Mediocre Hangover 2, and the god-awful dumpster
horrific.
Fire that is Hangover 3.
Yes. Do you remember that summer that we watched Hangover, like, all the time
it was
at
Hangover
your
then Accepted then Waiting
yeah it was like it was a non-stop that summer
I
yeah.
love
and then we have
accepted.
Like you
Very
know how
underrated.
I shame myself on this day there's mm-hmm. like me posting one-liners from the Hangover 2009 yeah. Missy come on you're better than
so I'm actually somewhat
we
excited for this because the implication is that they are going to continue making films that aren't necessarily tied to
the universes,
the expanded universe, which I think is kind of interesting because it gives them an opportunity to tell
different
a
stories,
lot of different
yeah.
types of stories. So, I was worried about this when I heard about a Joker origin story because I did not like what they did with him in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I don't want to know how that Joker came to be.
I don't want to know that.
Who would be your pick for an origin Joker?
So with the technology that we have to de-age people, just cast Jack Nicholson again.
Oh.
And
that's your fave movie or overall
film Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah, overall Mark Hamill. I mean his voice is iconic.
Okay.
Yeah. But like and
do you have a pick for
Well, it's kind of the same because I would love I'm a sucker for a good mobster movie and I feel that that's where that origin mm-hmm. would be cuz yeah. the Jack Nicholson Joker came from the whole organized crime
right
like that background so I would definitely like that I'd be in on that.
You know what I think would be really cool? Am I the only one here who saw The Mask of the Phantasm? I feel like Christine would be the only one.
I haven't seen the animated.
So it was.
I may have because my brother was into it when he was a kid.
Well, it was a theatrically released animated Batman movie right around the time that the Batman TV show was going on, uh-huh. Batman the Animated Series, and so the whole crew, the cast, all that was involved in the movie, and it kind of deals a little bit with Joker's origin. Only in that you see him as a gangster before he becomes the Joker. You don't see the transformation into Joker. But that story is, in my opinion, that's the best Batman movie that's ever been made. If they were to take that and kind of expand on it, mm-hmm. and make it a little more Joker-centric, which of course takes away from, you know, the drama going on between Batman and the love of his life that's come back into the picture, I think that would be a really cool origin story. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know who I would cast as Joker right now.
Vanessa?
A young guy.
Do you... Nothing?
No. So, I don't know much about the Joker. I know he's like a clown-like character, but...
My favorite Joker is Heath Ledger. I felt
not an uncommon opinion.
Yeah, I think that he played it really well. I'm always fascinated by the characters in a film who are like off the rails, crazy, and he definitely played that part, in my opinion, to the T. So if I had the power to, I'd bring him back for obviously his child, but also also for him to play the origin to be in this movie. What did Neri say about this?
I don't know. He sent us a thing.
He's really into this idea of it.
You want me to play the thing?
Yeah, sure. Let's
play the thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is Neri's opinion. Hang on. It's long.
Okay, so hello, first of all, this is Neri Science, and I'm just calling in. I'm on a cruise ship right now, but I'm calling in to give my opinion on the geek newsy news.
Thanks, Neri.
DCEU, apparently, Warner Brothers and DC are going to be making movies outside of the canon of the DCEU, but still DC property. So like the Joker origins, and apparently there's going to be other movies that are going to be made that are not within the DCEU. They're not directly aligning with the DCEU. My opinion is that I love it. I think it's a great idea. I don't understand why people who are against it seem to be against it, because quote unquote it they're messing up, or it's going to make it confusing, and I don't think it would. I think that they're just comparing it to Marvel, and they're comparing it to MCU, which has done a fantastic job of doing their thing. But just, I don't understand why everybody needs a connected cinematic universe. I didn't understand when they needed it for TV purposes. Oh, TV has to be the same as your cinematic universe. You know, DC got a lot of shit when they hired a new Flash, and they changed the character, they changed the actor, and I never cared. So I feel the same way here. Like, I think people are just upset because it's not the way they're used to doing it. It's not the way they're used to seeing Marvel do it. And I don't understand that. Like, a great Bond movie is a great Bond movie. I will go see a great Bond movie, and it doesn't have to tie in with every other Bond movie. And if there is a tie-in or there is crossover, great, but I don't fucking need it. I just hate the phrase. I just hate the mentality of that. It needs to be connected. Marvel's having a huge problem now with every other movie that they add. The continuity is breaking little by little. There's...
To that point, thanks, Neri. I really appreciate that. If I can piggyback off of what you're saying,
it's so here, cool to pause live call phone calls.
It really
right?
is. Yeah. It's so great.
I don't have to yell to speak over him. if you think of the greatest superhero movies of all time, right? I'm sure there's plenty of new stuff that's going to be thrown out there, but just as much people are going to throw out there the first Spider-Man movie from 2001. Yeah, lots of people throw that out.
As the best?
It's always in contention, yeah. That,
What?
Superman and Superman 2.
The
Christopher Reeves ones.
Oh, okay.
Batman Returns.
Yes.
Great okay. movie.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, these are films that were
everything
made...
Everything after that was a shit show.
These are movies that were made before the idea of... Of a connected universe, you know. not everything needs to tie into itself. Sometimes something being standalone. He mentioned James Bond. You know, outside of the first seven Bond movies, there really isn't a cohesive storyline. And even then, those first seven are only loosely tied together.
Right.
You know, and some of the best Bond movies have nothing to do with the one that came before it at all. You know, not even an actor. So,
right.
You know, what are your other thoughts, Neri?
Major plot holes in the MCU continuity in the last few movies, including, you know, especially in Amazing Spider-Man, Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming. So as much as I respect and like what Marvel has done, I don't see why every studio needs to do that. What is it? I don't understand. I could see a Batman movie and not have it be after the events of BVS. I could see Ben Affleck doing three Batmans and a Batman Beyond and doing all this jazz, and it doesn't need to be all connected to BVS. It doesn't need to be like, I read comic books. We all, you know, most of us, not the girls, sorry ladies,
I read comic books. You read comic Buffy books, counts
Batman
as comic
himself
books.
Himself has five different books, and sometimes events cross over, great, but most of the time they don't, and most of the time it's fine. And you're just reading a good book. You know, Wolverine in the 90s and 2000s was on five different teams. He was on X-Men and X-Men Blue, and he was on Avengers. Which one? There was a specific Avengers. Anyways, he was on.
Yeah, that was the Avengers written by Brian Michael Bendis. I'm glad that you paused to let me answer that. Thank you, Neri.
Like five different teams and through like 15 different books, and it was fine. I don't care that this month in Avengers he was fighting Galactus, and in this month in his own book he's walking the streets of New Orleans. I don't need all that. So that's my take. I think it's a great idea. I think it's fun. And as for the different actors playing the same character, I will say that I do think it's different. It is completely weird because it is so different. I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, they could totally mess it up. They could totally, you know, like they do with any actor that they choose for the role. David wasn't happy with what Jared Leto did.
That's right. I don't think it was good at all. And I do think that I don't know how much this affected their decision, but a lot of people didn't like it.
Didn't bother me, but then again, I'm not like a diehard fan. So
a lot of people didn't like Jared Leto as
Joker. As Joker. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
say what you want to say. Say what you
have a mic. First of all, he's always gonna be Jordan Catalano, so Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about.
But you don't? Too. It was a joke.
Was it my so-called life?
Right? I think Christy almost just had a heart attack. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I watched that show on the regs even now. Anyway, are you okay?
I don't think
just
she
take
is.
A breath.
Need some water? Do you need some water?
I didn't think it was that bad of a performance. I think it was exaggerated. My first love of Joker will always be Heath Ledger, so it's not fair for me to compare one to the other because they.
I don't think you should, but.
But was it?
But it's kind of inevitable. You are gonna compare them.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna rank, if there was a mountain,
one child, you inevitably compare them.
Right. Even though you shouldn't. Right.
But you do.
But I thought it wasn't that bad of a performance. I think that he may have exaggerated the role a little, but the hype, I think, is what killed. Yeah. I think it never, he never had a chance because the hype behind the Joker and just the movie in general.
Look at all the negativity that surrounded Heath Ledger when he was cast, because I remember thinking, this is the worst casting decision I've ever heard of. Because this was a guy
I backed him.
This is a guy from rom-coms, you know? This is...
Oh, Brokeback Mountain is not a rom-com, is it? Well...
Oh. Well... it's a rom.
Drama.
Ain't no comedy in it.
But I...
10 Things I Hate About You.
And even with that, I know I wasn't the only guy that said, this is a terrible decision. And pretty much unanimously, people left the theater, even if he's not their favorite Joker, they said, that was one hell of a performance.
Right.
You know, so I...
It's sad we couldn't get more.
It is sad we couldn't get more.
I will tell you here, look, as not to, and it is not the popular opinion on the Jared Leto Joker, I did not hate Jared Leto as the Joker. I hated the Joker they made him be for the movie.
That's
how I feel. I don't think, and of course, I don't know how involved in the creative process he was, because there are some actors that get really involved in, you know, backstory and, you know, who knows? I don't know. I know that he is the type of guy that he's very method, you know, and all the stories that I was hearing about, you know, stuff that he was doing on set, quite frankly, is just disgusting, you know, and for me, you're just an asshole.
What was he doing?
He was doing some
sending
weird
used
shit.
Condoms to like different cast members. It was fucking weird as part of his method.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not okay.
Something dead was sent. Dead rats, whatever.
It was just fucking weird. Disturbing. Okay, and even with what he was given, I don't think he did a great job. I don't think he did a bad job, but the main problem I have is the way the character was written, the way the character was conceived, and that ultimately and goes
costumed.
Back to David Ayer, who wrote and directed this. This was his baby, and he is the main problem with this.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad won an Oscar for costumes, I think.
And that person was fucking on crack. Whoever those voters were lost their shit.
Let me verify.
Who they were. No. You don't have to look it up. It's 100% legit. Won Best
Costume. No, they didn't.
Which is
an Oscar. And that movie is categorically like
it was either makeup
dissected.
Or costume.
I think it was makeup.
I think it was makeup. Makeup. It was makeup.
Yeah, makeup effects or something.
Makeup effects,
like that.
Which again, still... No,
but everyone agrees
Margot Robbie. As far as makeup goes, like you look at what they did with Killer Croc, that's very cool, you know. And those are all practical effects. I don't think the Killer Croc looked appropriate to me.
His nipples bothered me.
Forget about the nipples.
Makeup and hairstyling.
Makeup and hairstyling. Okay.
But the thing is, who they were nominated against, I don't think that they deserved it.
It's kind of like when The Martian won a Golden Globe for Best Comedy. Shut up. That's not a comedy. It's a funny movie. There's funny moments in the movie, but it was up against really funny movies. Some of them with all female cast,
Golden
lead
Globe.
cast, and it won a Golden Globe for Best Comedy. Like sometimes the awards, they get it wrong because.
Well, do we all remember 1988?
Yeah,
the Grammys.
Milli Vanilli?
Jethro Tull wins Best Metal Album over Metallica.
Yeah.
All right. What the fuck is that about?
I am outraged.
I thought
you should be.
I thought you were going to bring up how Milli Vanilli won Best New Artist and they weren't singing at all.
But you know they had to give it back?
Yeah, I watched the behind the music, Dave.
Okay, there you go.
But at the time, if they would have been singing, they were the best new artists.
I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce deserves a song.
No, but like everybody knows, and I've said it 1,000 times if you ever listen to Mamas.
Which you should.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Award-nominated podcast.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard the last two episodes that have come out, OMG, you're missing out. Get on that.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes. But like my biggest issue, and I enjoyed Suicide Squad. I did. I enjoyed it. It was a fun ride. But a lot of the costume choices took me out. Like I was having a good, and then like, because I'm sorry, there's no way that Joker wears a lion face like suit jacket outfit when
he's not a pimp.
He's not a pimp.
He did have pimpish qualities.
It was very
costumes.
Pimpish.
Also, one thing I noticed, because I do watch that movie on the regs only because of Margot Robbie. I think she killed it, and that's the only reason why I'm ever I'll sit through the whole movie. Well, her and Will Smith.
Yeah.
But
I think they saved the movie
for sure. Yeah. In my opinion. But there's the scene
Viola
where
Davis is pretty badass too.
Yeah, but you know what? For the caliber of actress that she is, I was a little let down with this performance. But who am I? She has an Oscar. I don't. So, but what I was gonna say is that another thing that bugs me, because I have watched the movie a lot, is that you know that scene where he's sitting in a circle of knives and he sits up when his friend or whatever employee tells him where she is, and he's like all like mesmerized, crazy, but there's like a single tear that's coming down his cheek. That's not
there's a lot of another part. David Ayer's disaster editing. There's apparently And they just decided, because of like focus groups or whatever, to cut more Joker and backstory and stuff like that. And there's like a whole, like, apparently backstory that was written and even
shot
with like Joker and Harley and a child, the loss of a child. Like, there's a bunch of stuff. Because if you notice that exact scene, when you there's pan out, clothes. There's oh, baby there? Clothes yeah.
at the top. I have not noticed that yet.
It's like the first thing I noticed. Like, when,
but they
when
don't I show a cut movie, of that? Never. Nope.
As do, of right now,
I mean, they do show them having like a normal family, like when she's hallucinating.
Yeah.
But she's getting an origin, or she's getting her own movie too, right?
Well, it's the Gotham City Sirens. Yeah. It's not her own it's thing. It's her and Poison Ivy.
Who have they cast Poison Ivy yet?
I don't think so.
Please, not Uma Thurman. You did it.
No,
wrong.
No.
No,
you did it so wrong.
I mean, we've talked about Suicide Squad so much over the last year. We could still talk more about Suicide Squad,
especially because you have three brand new opinions.
Yeah. Well, do you want to keep going on Suicide Squad?
No.
Do we want to finish Neri's life phone call?
No.
I can I can throw it out there. I will throw out an Ivy for you.
Who?
The Blossom from Riverdale.
Yeah. For
Sherry Blossom from Riverdale. Yeah. I don't remember her real name.
Yeah. No, that works.
She might need to age up a little bit.
You know who I think would work well is Deborah Ann Woll.
She was in True Blood.
She was in True Blood. She's on.
Wait, isn't she on Daredevil?
Daredevil. Yeah.
I'm over her. Not that she's bad, but
what?
I'm over her.
Get out of his house.
No, I'm as that. Like, so I like what she's doing in Daredevil. I like what, like, I like that
this
she's
a Daredevil
being less of a siren. I like that they're putting her more in, like, her being, because in True Blood, there was a lot of like siren-y vampire thing, and then very sexualized. Really.
She was like a goody two shoes for most of it. There's one part of one season where she kind of went like a bad girl, and then
So I'm not a lesbian, but
are you lesbian adjacent,
dude? There's a scene where she dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood
that's
when banging Jason.
Yes.
That I was like, god damn, I would hit that
with
a lot of alcohol first.
She is on my list.
Oh, is she?
She is on my list.
The actress or the character? Because there's
you choose.
There are categories, Dave. We did this, remember?
The actress.
Yeah, but I feel like the girl from Riverdale could go more psycho. I really
she looks
like
kind of crazy.
She has crazy eyes, which is what makes her character in Riverdale workable.
But and I don't want to be the guy that, you know,
don't
quantifies
do that.
Looks.
Don't put that out in the universe.
Take it back right now.
Take it back, guys. That was just being a funny.
I don't want to be the guy that, you know,
if
like
they cast
quantifies
her,
looks, but Deborah Ann Woll is way more beautiful than the girl from Riverdale.
But we're looking at talent, Dave. This is 2000.
I think she's a better actress too.
But I think she could. But I think she could do
quick
an
quick save.
IV. I think she could do an IV.
She could. I do think she could.
Do you have anything else for the?
Yeah, there's quite a bit more. Where are we at? 27 minutes. All right. Well.
Neri's
okay.
Not here. We can do what we want.
Yeah.
Hi, Neri,
fuck your clock.
We have opinions.
I'm touching your stuff again.
Wow. Okay.
No, you're making it weird.
That's what she says when she comes on Mama's.
Yeah.
She touches Neri's stuff.
You. Never mind.
Sucio.
Shut up. Get out of the gutter.
I've got some bad news, actually.
Oh, okay. No.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Mm-hmm.
The reboot.
Uh-huh.
Is dead in the water.
Aww.
Yep. According
to tell me something important.
No, I wish I had better news because
were you looking forward to that?
I really was. I didn't
mean to stomp on your feet.
No, I am. I'm a big fan of Xena Warrior Princess.
Yes,
that's why I was so excited when you were watching Parks.
But were
yes. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. But what I'm saying is, I don't know if you guys have talked about this recently, guys. Don't do exercise. Side note.
I did Pure Bar yesterday and I'm dying.
Exercising's for losers.
Stupid.
It's for people who enjoy pain. And
yeah,
punishing.
They're for quitters, right? You want to quit being fat? No. Stick no. to
it's
it.
It's like Neri's bit. He's like, what would I do if I was at the gym? I could never play video games. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said.
Exactly.
I'm over everyone rebooting everything.
Thank you.
Except for Will and Grace. That one's allowed.
That's not a reboot.
Well,
that is a continuation. Or
yeah, it's a continuation,
right?
Yeah,
even but if I'm gonna, like with the reboots, enough, win. Enough.
I am done
seriously,
with reboots.
Like, let's get some ideas.
Original stuff going. You know, I believe in us. Hollywood.
I am with you.
we were all rooting for you, Hollywood.
Jeff and I have been very vocal about our dislike for reboots. Jeff probably more so than me, but. I was looking forward to this because as a fan of Xena, I was really excited to see this.
She was coming back as Xena?
No. Oh. It was a modern revival.
See, that's
what they were calling.
That's why I wasn't a fan of it. I would have watched and see what they did with it.
But what if they would have found the next Lucy Lawless?
But there was so much cheese.
They could not.
I understand. There's no such.
That's like saying. Oh,
by the way, she still could play Xena.
Oh no.
100%.
But I mean, like,
did she break her back during when she was filming that show?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But like, there was so much cheesy amazingness.
That's why it's so awesome.
Yes, but to do it now. I feel they're going to make it, they would have made it like all serious. And like, it would have just been like trying to be like a Wonder Woman or capture the Wonder Woman, you know.
Yeah, riding on their coattails.
On the coattails. Success, and then it's going to lose the Xena. Like, that's what I was worried about. I thought they were going to make it, and not that there's anything wrong. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with Wonder Woman, but that's that.
But Wonder Woman has a. You know, good deal of camp to it as well. I mean, it's not over the top, you know, the way it was on Xena, but well, the quote from NBC president Jennifer Slake or no, What's sorry, Jennifer Salk.
Send money.
She says, nothing is happening on that right now. We looked at some material. We decided at that point that it didn't warrant the reboot. I'd never say never on that because it's such a beloved title, but the current incarnation of it is dead.
It's and I will hopefully...
So maybe they're just waiting for the right script. So.
I will hopefully give NBC credit that somebody brought in a script and they were like, this is not Xena.
This is Gaga.
This is Wonder Woman.
Gaga.
This is another, like, just
Gaga
some...
Always.
But I think that's my issue. That was always my issue with any reboot of those. And I don't even know what to call them. It was like a block of shows. It was... You know, we're talking about Xena, Cleopatra 2525, and
Hercules,
and
Tarzan. Even though it wasn't around for that long,
and Ash.
Tarzan
not even,
from like
but,
2003, this TV show.
No,
or was that the only one that ever watched that?
You're talking about like the old morning.
It was the Saturday, Saturday morning.
Beastmaster,
but not like the OG ones. No, I'm talking about the ones that were on, like. Weekend TV in my youth in the 80s, that it was Xena Warrior Princess, and then there was a show called Cleopatra 2525.
Bless you.
And then there was Bruce Campbell's show that was like Ace of All Trades or something like that. It was these campy, just ridiculous shows that worked. And to reboot
them, they did.
But they worked in that time frame. To reboot them now, it's scary to think that they're going to try to make them into something that they're not.
But that stuff's a little before my time.
Jack of Archer.
Just a little before my time, because you're not really that much older than I am. But
really, that's what I thought too, and I was sorely mistaken.
Okay, maybe you are. But like Xena, Hercules, Beastmaster, all of those like early 90s, early to mid 90s, like really bad, cheesy, campy,
something Texas Walker.
Walker, like, Texas
Walker,
Ranger.
That's
different. That's a little later.
Or Silk Stockings.
Much higher budget.
You watch your mouth.
That's a horrible show.
That show was amazing.
It's terrible, and that's why you watch, but it's a horrible show.
It was basically the lead-in
Silk
on
Stockings.
It was the lead-in on USA. Like,
pretend that Law and Order had a quarter of its budget.
Still and then, Stockings?
And then a quarter of the talent in the cast, and that's what sucks. It would come on. It was
the lead
terrible.
Into USA Up All Night.
Terrible.
And it was amazingly bad. And it was a real life couple.
I watched
couple.
It. I'm not saying that I didn't watch it, but it was a shit show.
It was a real life couple that eventually ended up on Melrose Place.
Okay.
Oh, the silk stockings?
Everybody was on Melrose Place. It was a Law and Order.
Silk stockings, I think is what stockings. She said.
And I think
this
were...
1957 what's coming out.
No, ma'am. I'm not... I haven't
It was
traveled.
On USA.
It was on USA. And I remember I used to watch it because...
Google is not telling me what it is.
Because I used to record...
That's a problem when Google can't tell me what it is.
No, no, no. You just got to restart the Google machine.
Oh, that's what it is.
It used to come on... Oh, I spelled stocking wrong. I think it was reruns that it would come on
stocking
after...
Like a stocking. Like
Monday Night Raw. In the late 90s.
And it was a lead-in to USA Up All Night. So it was the perfect cheesy lead-in.
Horrible.
To a amazing 4 hours of shitty TV that was...
You know what the best thing about Walker, Texas Ranger was?
What?
That it gave us the Conan O'Brien Walker, Texas Ranger lever. You remember that?
No. I give up. I can't.
I didn't watch Conan.
Conan, when he was still on NBC... He had what he called the Walker, Texas Ranger lever, and it was this giant red lever with a yellow little, I don't know, thing on the top. And then periodically throughout the show, he would just stop and look at the camera, and then he'd pull that lever, and it would cut to a clip of Walker, Texas Ranger, and it would be just the most oddball clip you could ever think of, and then it would cut back, and he would just be sitting there like, yes?
But you know what? Here's the thing.
I'm going to show you the TV intro, okay?
Okay. Well, we'll do it, yeah. Put it off mic. Yeah. Walker, Texas Ranger, the best thing about it was ridiculous, like, stories.
Right.
But it has the Law and Order effect.
Yeah.
If it is on, if it was on,
you're watching it,
and you would sit there, and it would finish, and another episode would start,
and you'd stay watching,
and you'd stay and watch it, which is the Law and Order effect, because that's happened to me multiple weekends.
But it had
like
one
soft
thing.
Softcore porn meets Law and Order.
That's exactly what it is.
Horrible.
That's the description.
Walker,
of that.
Texas Ranger had one thing that Law and Order didn't. Chuck Norris.
Well, granted, it always which. Chuck Norris, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
But it had that effect that like you were like, this is so these stories are ridiculous. And it did not only have Chuck Norris, it had Cheech Marin.
That's true.
And Cheech Marin was amazing. That's true.
I'm gonna try to fit in one more. I'm trying to decide which one it is. Okay, let's go with this. Stranger Things. It's been announced that they will come back for season 3. And that the show will most likely end after season 4.
Okay, so they're telling us that there's 2 more seasons coming after season 2.
One is confirmed.
Okay.
I guess depending on how season 2 and season 3 comes along, season 4 will. Right. But they're planning for season 4. The quote from the Duffer brothers is, "We're thinking it will be a 4-season thing and then out." They wouldn't say anything else besides that.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
I love that they have an end goal, you know, and like, you know, this is where we want our story to go, and then that's it. You know, and they said very early on, when the show was first released, that they wrote the show. They realized that they had a lot of material, and so they kind of cut back a little bit, and they said, okay, we're only going to make these many episodes. But they said back then that they had 2 or 3 seasons worth of material.
I like
I like that they've said, okay, listen, you know, maybe we'll expand a little bit on what we have here, clarify some stuff, take our time and tell the story, but that's it. Once it's done, we're done. Which is the beauty of the Netflix thing. You know, you don't have to, you know, because of ad revenue or whatever, you're not, you know, kind of pushed into keeping that machine going.
Yeah, I don't watch Stranger Things. I really don't care how many seasons it has, but I like that they know, like, we have a limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. So, like, when it gets towards the end, it's not going to be, like, floundering, like, where do we go from here?
Right.
I like that. It kind of makes for, like, you know you're going to get an ending.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think it would make for I don't watch Stranger Things, but just experiencing several seasons of shows that I start out like obsessed with, and that they just deteriorate and they're on the air because it's How I Met Your Mother, or it's
which to me is the perfect example,
right?
Because they were supposed to end 2 or 3 seasons before it
they got
ended.
Extended. Yeah. And I would even venture to say, even though I'm still a big fan, I would even venture to say Big Bang Theory has deteriorated in the past couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I like when the production will say that the story is more important than the longevity of right. the show. So kudos to them.
That's what I was yeah. trying to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think in the long run, it's going to help them as creators, right. you know, as storytellers, because they tell the story. They give us four seasons and maybe they leave us wanting more, right? right? But then they go off and they do something else,
right.
and then people are going to absolutely love that. You know, there's this, you know, sense of integrity where it's like, okay, well, everything that these guys do is going to be good. They're not just, you know, doing it for the money.
Yeah, and that's why I was really happy going back, like, what year were we? Like 10, 12 years, mm-hmm. when Buffy ended and then it continued as a comic book.
Right.
Because the show ended and I was, okay, there was a, like a good ending. I was a season one fan mm-hmm. Through and through, but then the comic books, even though I'm not a comic book gal, mm-hmm. I am into gal. Them big time, and they've taken the TV show and just continued it on, and it's turned into something completely different. Like
right.
Spike has his own series, Willow had her own series, Buffy's
she was the best.
Buffy's story arc is Pleasantly just taken the is taken a complete like off the rails with what they could have done on TV,
right?
Especially on network right, television.
They're not tied to, you know, a Peanuts budget,
right? So I think
or that, TV censors,
right?
Right.
So I think that it would be actually a good idea. I don't know anything about Stranger Things, but I know that it has a big fan cult following. Mm-hmm. If they did end at four and they wanted to continue, they could turn it into a comic book or yeah, something. And, like that.
The comic book world, I think, you know, kind of complements it because right. it has a supernatural element to it. It's rooted in the 1980s, you know, right. so you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, trying to keep that aesthetic, you know, by getting the right cars and the right clothes
yeah.
And the right, you know, furniture and the houses and stuff like that. So it lends itself to comic books. I'm excited about the show.
I'm excited for it to do well because mm-hmm. even though I'm not a fan,
but watch it.
I like
give it a shot.
But just because if they keep winning, then Winona Ryder is gonna make those weird faces when they're accepting the stuff, and I'm in on that. I'm all here for in. That. I am here for that. I have a list, Dave. I remember I just texted you yesterday that I just discovered The Defenders, mm-hmm. but I'm not gonna watch it until I watch the other ones except the two that you told me not to. So
the one
you told me to skip. Something and the other one.
Just Iron Fist.
I told you to skip Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. That's the one I need yeah. to skip. So I have to
There's two words in there. So
yeah. Thank you.
And you don't have to skip it. You can just catch it at like the eighth episode.
Well, I'm trying to get into that just so I'm gonna start with Jessica Jones. That's the name of it.
You should yes. start with
you,
Daredevil.
You should start at the beginning, which is Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Then do Jessica
two
Jones.
Two seasons of that.
No. Do one season so of Daredevil. Work. One of Jessica Jones.
I got a
Jones.
Lot of free time on my hands. You baby,
second
though.
Season of Daredevil. Then Luke Cage.
And then just skip.
And then Iron skip Iron.
And then just watch 8, 9, 10. Or
don't. And you'll.
Or maybe
still
just
be okay.
10. Just so that you can know who they are. Because it would have been kind of nice to find out about him and La Chinita.
Because I was a like. Name, Christy.
I honestly have no idea what it is. I think it might be Colleen. And if I learned Colleen, it was from The Defenders, not from anything else.
Yeah, I think it is Colleen.
And I just because she's kind of badass. Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen The Defenders.
Well, she's kind of just like her character seems mm-hmm. like somebody. Okay, and like I liked her, so I was right. like, when she showed up in Defenders, I was mm-hmm. like, who are you? That was my only question to Jeff. I don't know who this person is.
You're new here. You're new here.
You can't sit with us.
I would watch it. I would give it a
I'm
shot.
I'm going to.
It's eight episodes. Do that before you do Daredevil.
Who? Which one?
Stranger Things.
I'm not.
That was so great. That was the best.
I don't want to.
Okay, well then don't.
Well, you know? I have a lot of stuff to catch up on. I have to catch up on Outlander. I have to catch
yes,
up.
Yes, I have to catch up on Outlander.
Outlander's coming back soon, but so is Stranger Things.
I have to catch up on This Is Us.
That's not going anywhere.
I have to catch up with a lot of things.
Okay,
I have a list.
This
actually,
Is Us
Chris,
is fantastic.
I know, but I need to watch Outlander first because it's on my list.
And also, none of these other shows that you're asking us to catch up on or watch have
Wait,
the
I've
violence.
Only asked about one.
Have the violence of Stephanie.
Huh?
And Outlander does have the violence of Stephanie.
Yeah, the threat of violence.
From yeah, yeah. Oh, she really oh, okay. wants
I could take her.
To,
I'm not scared.
I'm a little scared.
Okay.
I think you might be the only one.
I'm not scared. She's all bark.
Okay. That's fine, but she barks a lot when you don't watch the show. I get screamed at all the time
you
about
get
it.
Bit yet. Exactly.
I screamed that all the time about it.
Because she doesn't bite you.
She bites him. She takes out the frustrations that we give her on him.
My bad, Dave.
Sorry,
Any more
last bit of news. Okay. Last bit of news. What are we at? Wow,
we're good.
44
we're
minutes. Good. Okay. Last bit of news. I am very, very excited about this. I'm just throwing this in there because I'm running the show today. All right? This Friday.
Croqueta Palooza.
Terminator 2 makes its way back into movie theaters.
So you can see it for the what time?
I stopped counting when I got into the triple digits.
Listen, I can't.
It's in the theaters just Friday?
No. It is an official re-release of the film. It got a 4K.
But like Friday actual time or Friday when this airs?
So it'll be the weekend before this comes out.
Oh, interesting.
It's on the 25th.
I might want to watch that.
It's in 3D.
Oh no!
Apparently, it's
that's how I originally watched it.
It's apparently the biggest 3D conversion that has ever been done
in the history.
One of the biggest digital restorations that's ever happened.
Okay, cool. Let me know when you're going, and I'll go with you.
I am so excited for this. This is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I will not shit on his parade because I loved T2.
Yeah.
Like when that came out.
I've actually never seen Terminator, the first one.
I know Nary really
showed me some of them,
but T2 was honestly one of those. The sequel maybe better than the first.
A lot of people say
like
that
Home Alone 2
because it was.
That's so, another one that a lot of people
because T2
say that,
was
yeah.
so good, and at the time, now he's like has issues. But at the time, Edward Furlong was the fucking shit.
Now he has issues? Like right 6 months after he made the movie, he had issues.
Yeah, that is true. 6 months afterwards.
I do remember watching that movie as a youngin, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I was scared for my safety.
Like, it was amazing, and the liquid freaking...
It's mind-bending.
The T2 was...
Well, that movie changed the game for special effects.
100%.
100, right, Chris?
100.
Get that reference.
I did not see it in theaters because in 1991 I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
But when it came out on VHS, my father went and bought it, and he showed me, and I was 5 years
13.
Old. And so you are much older than
I told you.
I was like,
hey, 13. I'll raise you Terminator at 5, and I watched Scarface when I was 6. So.
Totes appropriate.
Scarface is worse.
Nobody
than
cared what I was doing, so I watched.
I can't imagine watching Scarface with Sophie.
I was like, a movie about Miami. Nope.
but it is. It was one of those like defining moments in my life because I was 5 years old, so impressionable, and from that moment on, I have been a Terminator fan.
Yeah.
So
is your brother sleeping? Has he had nightmares yet? What movie did you
watch? He saw The Thing.
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken to me since.
Terrible.
he asked for it.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense.
I okayed it with my parents.
Oh, then you had clearance.
I had clearance. I don't show him anything without running it by them first.
Yet.
I won't ever. I don't want to be responsible for that.
No. Not it.
No, yeah, that's on you. Hey, man, mom, dad, you guys let it happen. I am so excited to finally be able to see this in theaters. I am envious that you were able to see it originally. Yep. And
it wasn't in 3D when I saw it. It was, but I would love to see it in 3D.
Yeah.
It was honestly amazing. I remember going, and I remember thinking Edward Furlong was the most adorable guy
at
that point.
Yeah.
Because again, I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
He was
11, I think, when
I don't know, around that. We were not that far off of age. And I remember watching it and thinking, this movie is freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Terminator before that because, again, also father that. She can watch whatever she wants. I was watching all sorts of shit that I wasn't supposed to at a young age. Terminator 2.
Before I should have.
Yeah, but Terminator 2, the special effects, the introduction of T2, like
the real
everything
one, not the
in crack it.
Fest
it yeah. Made it like,
not the dumpster fire that just came out.
I still remember just the idea of him like crawling out of the fire.
Yeah.
That scene of like them throwing him and like him falling into the molten and his like body, like. Yes, that's my
was a fantastic sound.
The after the truck chase, right? When the whole thing blows up and he rides off in the motorcycle, and then you see him as liquid metal coming out of that tunnel.
That was a badass scene.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I've just, James Cameron's dick was just in my mind.
That's,
which is why
on that note,
and we've talked on the podcast before about how that movie still holds up. The special effects still look good without being retouched. You know, they have been now, but before that, it still looked good.
And that guy's character, just like when he showed up in Wayne's World 2, I want to say, and walks up to the gremlin, and they're just like, oh no, just go. Like, because that he had such, and he's not a menacing guy,
but there's something about him in that, and everything that he's done since then.
No, he's still that
you
face.
Look at him and it's like, oh god, because he was on X-Files and it was like, oh my god, I know that you're supposed to be a good guy, but,
and he's not a menacing big guy, so next to Schwarzenegger, you would think like it would have to have been something terrifying for you to be like, well, he's Schwarzenegger, he's a Terminator, he's gonna just kill you, it's all good. No, this little skinny like person comes out and you're just like, nope, I'm leaving, I'm not dealing with this guy.
We're not talking about the actress, the lady that plays the mom.
Oh, she's Linda Hamilton.
Well, she wasn't in Hamilton. Second.
One. She wasn't.
No, that's right. She did show up in the second one.
No, they
get her out of the loony bin, which is
a major part of the movie.
Which, that's true, because that's the one where all of a sudden you're like, Linda Hamilton has fucking guns.
Yeah. You know? She went from the damsel in distress. And of course, I argue this about the first one because I'm one of those weird people who prefers Terminator 1 to Terminator 2. And Terminator 2 in every way is bigger and badder and just more mind-blowing than the first one. But there's something about the first one. There's like a magic to it for me. But by the end of the movie, I always argue, you start seeing that transition from the damsel in distress to the soldier, right?
She has no choice.
Right.
How many years between Terminator 1 and Terminator 2?
Life or in the show? In the movie?
In the movie.
Terminator 1 was 84. 11 years? Terminator 1 was 84. T2 was 91.
Remember, it also has to be the age of the kid because she gets pregnant.
True.
That's a discrepancy because he's only supposed to be like 7 years old, I think. I did my math right.
That's a big seven.
Yeah. And he obviously isn't. You know, he's 11 or 12 or whatever.
Good stuff.
So I am so excited for this. And I think that concludes our geek news.
I think so.
So thank you so much.
Is that how winning is done?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying that either.
We don't say that.
We'll say it for Neri.
We don't ever say it when Neri's not around.
Yeah.
It's his line.
It's his thing.
Sorry, Neri.
Yeah, you should.
You can say it for him if you want.
Do you
want
to say it?
I just wanted the spirit of Neri to be on.
You already said it.
Yeah, but editing. I didn't say it.
Wait, you we edit these podcasts?
Seriously.
We just like piece them together.
I did the most editing I've ever done since we started podcasting.
You know how you drop a little of alcohol for the homies on the floor? I just wanted to say it for Neri since it's not here and we're in his house. And I'm touching his stuff again.
I'm always at his house when Neri's not here.
Me too.
So
you more than any of us. You win that competition.
Thank you. Thank you to 2/3 of Mamas and Merlot. Thank you to the perennial Mamas
I'm
guest.
I'm the per diem. I'm the geek bro per diem.
Please tune in to the other geek bro podcast. We've got What's Up Bro, obviously Mamas and Merlot.
Yes.
What's Good, yes. Zeros on Heroes, yes. Shiver.
Yes.
Talking Geek. And
what up, cute?
And
I miss you, though.
Comedy Fitness.
Did we do Zeros on Heroes?
Yes.
I did do that. Yeah. So
don't call him out twice because we're still mad at him, remember?
I don't know him. He's a stranger danger, but his podcast is awesome and everyone should listen.
It is awesome, but we're still, I will say, we can only say it once because he doesn't get that much airplay until he goes his beard.
Okay, his got mentioned for about like 15 seconds longer than any other
exactly.
one. So I'm going to plug Shiver again.
Plug Shiver. All right? That's your baby.
Yeah. Watch more horror movies, terrify yourself, and then come and listen to us talk
scary
about
movies
those
are real.
Movies. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. We're doing that next week. So
love that movie. I like
the original. Yeah. That's incredible.
That's God, I love Nightmare on Elm Street. I was obsessed with all those.
I like your WTAFs. Those are my favorite.
Thank you.
I don't listen to those. They scare me.
But did you listen to the one that I was on? That one was really entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
I skip those because I don't play that.
Peter Milligan, was it?
Yeah, the bipolar guy. Something Milligan,
yeah.
Yeah.
Too real.
No, but it's not scary.
That's the point. It's real life. That's why
I...
But the one that I'm on is not scary. And then you meet...
It's more funny.
It's really funny.
And Jeff does the voices.
Yeah.
Of course he does the voices.
What was the dog's name?
Buttons.
Buttons.
Hi, I'm Buttons.
I'm Buttons.
Oh, my husband.
All right. We'll see you later. Jeffrey. And we got to go let Buttons do her business outside. So see you tomorrow for The Mountain, where we discuss best TV couples, romantic couples.
So excited. It was my idea.
Yeah. So thank you. Nice. See you later. And please be good. Cheers. Cheers. Yeah, let's do it with cheers. Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. That's how winning is done.
God, stop. Damn it! We can't end it like that.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Even get pulled over in they new V. The good life, let's go on a living spree. Shit, they say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah.
Now put your hands up in the sky.
So I roll through good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the goods, and she got that ass, I got to look, sorry. Yo, it's got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks, Larry's. 50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It feels like
I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
The girls who ain't on TV cause they got more
ass than the models.
The good life, so keep it coming with the bottles. So she feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like VA or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing
I wish a nigga would.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. The good life.
I go for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine. Now throw your hands up.
Champagne on a plane while getting some brain with that ass. She said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's not everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.